Hey, we're back with Nancy Fitzgerald on this Teaching Tuesday. She's from Anchors Away Biblical Worldview Ministry based in Carmel. And you've been hearing Nancy for a while on Moody Radio. She's a longtime friend of the ministry. And I love what you've been teaching us over these last couple of years, Nancy, because not only is it for young people, I mean, I know that's who you help develop or whom you help to develop a biblical worldview, kids that are high school going into college, because we know they're going to be challenged in their faith, so they need to learn how to stand on it. But this is such a great refresher for adults who've been Christians for a while just to get back to the basics. So I'm just going to jump in. What does it mean? This is our question today, guys. What does it mean to be Christian in a post-Christian culture?
Yes, you know, you've heard the story of the frog in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're just hanging out in the water, and then somebody turns the heat on, and they really can boil to death. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this complete shift from what it means to be Christian from a biblical sense to what it means to be Christian in a cultural sense. And that's why this post-Christian culture thing is so important. You know, I was teaching the other night, and a part of a group just there mostly to listen, actually, to a small group discussion with high school students, and the question was asked, when, if ever, did you make a commitment to Jesus and become a Christian? And the response from the vast majority of the kids there was that they grew up in a Christian home. That was their answer. One girl said she was baptized when she was 10. Okay. And another student said he was confused and didn't really believe in much. So this group of teens, though, I was sitting there listening to this, represents thousands of young people and their parents who simply, in, you know, for whatever reason, do not understand what it truly means to be Christian.
Well, Nancy, let me ask you about the statistics that are coming from Brannan House. McDowell and Barner Research, they reflect that self-identified Christians believe these things about their faith in today's world. Talk about the statistics, Nancy.
Yes, and mostly statistics by themselves don't mean much. But in this sense, when we see three different ministries that are doing research, gathering statistics, and they're all essentially saying the same thing. 66% of Americans today claim to be Christian, and that's down from 75. So I don't know, but 71% of Christians choose their own beliefs. 61% of Christians do the same. Now, just contemplate that for a minute as we look at the rest of these statistics. 9% believe in moral absolutes. Now, these are stats from self-identified Christians. Only 9% believe in moral absolutes. To turn the tables on that, 91% don't. Only 2 to 6% are living out their faith. 63% do not believe Jesus is the Son of the one true God. 58% believe all faiths teach equally valid truths. 51% do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And the fallout from all of this, the reality from this, is from 75 to 90% of students who went to school as Christians lose their faith in God by the time they graduate from college. Not only do they stop going to the church, but they lose their faith in God.
That is just astounding. I mean, think about those numbers, you guys. We've got to teach our kids how to stand firm in their faith, and so why biblical worldview is so important. And Nancy, Josh McDowell is a longtime voice in this arena, and he is just a wealth of knowledge. What does he have to say about all of this?
Yes, and he is a spokesman, and he has done amazing research. And, of course, he's a writer as well. He wrote in his book, The Last Christian Generation, he said this: many teachers, leaders, statisticians, and various denominational leaders have estimated that between 69 to 94% of young people are leaving the traditional church after high school, and very few are returning. Now, the statistics of what he said match what we just talked about, But this is the thing, and parents need to understand, very few are returning. This isn't like, well, when they get older, they'll be like me, and they have kids, and then they'll go back to the churches. They are not. He also said here, it's not because we have lacked creative resources or high-impact Christian events over the last decade. Sadly enough, the majority of our young people appear to neither understand who the true God is nor the true meaning of Christianity. It's evident that the church and the Christian families are failing to lead them in a transforming experience with God. And this is coming out of a guy who travels and speaks and is very much involved. We've missed it. We have missed it as a Christian community. And what we've just talked about is the fallout from that. Nehemiah Institute says this, while students in Christian schools scored slightly higher than their counterparts attending public schools, only 6% of students embraced a biblical theistic worldview. And there again, they're saying the same thing. It's clear we have all but lost young people to a godless culture. There it is. Only 6% embraced a biblical worldview. These are in Christian schools. And then, of course, Barna comes in and says, in fact, the percentage of young adult dropouts has increased from 59 to 64%. Leaving their church. And he just finished this a few months ago, this study. Nearly two-thirds of U.S. 19 through 29-year-olds who grew up in the church tell Barna they have withdrawn from church involvement as an adult after having been active as a child or teen. So here we see these are young people that grew up in the church, went to Christian schools, and have left their faith.
Why do you think that is, though, Nancy?
Well, you know what?